Delete his plot, but we won't stop. 'Cause God keep on watch to seat me at the top.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
These heathens be seething, 'cause God sees me like Caesar, kingly. So throw flowers when you greet me, and pay homage to my queen bee. Look, I'm gonna give it to you raw. I see three things in Psalms 2. Kings, rings, and things. Kings, let's be clear. God has kings walking the earth, his chosen ones. That's including the queens too. But it's inevitable when kings rise up in their divine power, become who they were always meant to be, the powers that be start coming against them. It's how it's supposed to be. It happened with Jesus, David, many others. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. The established rule is always going to be threatened when you start taking your rightful place. Don't think you're going to be embraced by the so-called ruling class when you start to step into your calling. It may be the opposite. The people may love you, but the ones in authority may not. Drake has a line in his song Fireworks. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. And you'll rise to the top of your mountain. Embrace the shade. It's all part of the process. Rings. In the Bible days, kings wore a signet ring to sign a decree or put a stamp of their ring on a document as their official signature. Well, God gives his own decree in verse 8 to his chosen ones, saying, I shall give thee the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Basically, he's saying, my kings and queens will walk the earth blessed, favored, living in abundance. Declare God's edict for yourself and watch it manifest. And things. People are going to have to deal with all kind of things when they mess with God's anointed. God said he will break them with a rod of iron. Look, God breaking you with a rod into pieces like a pot ain't what you want. You not want these things. But for real, you don't want to intentionally go against God and have him as your enemy. And that's what it's going to be, you going against his chosen ones. So stop it. We want better for you. My advice, leave them folk alone for your sake. Peace.